Section 2. Safe driving practices. Defensive driving. Driving defensively will help protect your life and your driving record. Defensive driving means being constantly aware of the driving conditions, planning ahead, anticipating dangers and taking the right action so as not to come in contact with any obstacle or another vehicle. We all want to avoid crashes that could result in injury or even death. But, even when there is no injury, a crash means inconvenience and auto repair costs. It may also result in a court appearance and fines, as well as increased insurance rates. Attitude and awareness. Courtesy and consideration toward others are the most important driving attitudes you can develop. They are the key to safe driving. Concentration and alertness are other important elements. You must develop the habit of keeping your mind on driving. Driving when you are drowsy or under emotional distress can be just as dangerous as driving while impaired. Foresight. Foresight means being able to size up traffic situations as quickly as possible and being prepared to take corrective action. Safe driving requires exercising good judgment and recognizing the proper choices to make in any given traffic situation. Even the most experienced drivers make mistakes. Regardless of how many years you've been driving, at some point you will face equipment failures, bad weather conditions, unskilled drivers on the road, and drivers who ignore traffic regulations. The best way to prepare yourself for unpredictable events is to drive defensively. Black small square always maintain good vision ahead and around your vehicle. Black small square stay alert and be prepared to react to the unexpected. Black small square obey speed limits and know when to slow down and stop for unexpected events. Black small square always wear your safety belt. As a defensive driver, you should constantly look ahead of you and around you, and always check your mirrors. Be aware of the road conditions or possible hazards that lie in front, to the sides, and behind you. Knowledge and experience. The beginning driver should learn through instruction, observation, and practice. If you are not enrolled in a driver training program, ask an experienced, skilled, licensed driver for help. After you obtain your instruction permit, practice by starting your vehicle, moving out of your parked area, stopping, and maintaining vehicle control in a parking lot or other open area with little traffic. Practice will sharpen your basic skills and build your confidence. Experienced drivers, on the other hand, often face the problems of carelessness, overconfidence, and bad driving habits that develop over time. Driving rules and techniques have changed over the years, and the amount of traffic is constantly increasing. Your ability to adjust and adapt to changes will determine how safe a driver you really are. Your knowledge should include recognition of the hazards of driving and how to protect yourself and others. A skill is a well-rehearsed driving strategy that involves anticipation, reaction, and the constant changing of the space between your vehicle and other vehicles. You must continually strive for improvement. Improvement can be measured in your elimination of risk-taking, your adherence to speed limits, and your ability to take corrective action when necessary. Distractions. It is your responsibility to pay full attention to your driving. Avoid distractions while driving, such as black small square reading a GPS unit or roadmap. Black small square using a phone, texting, or using other electronic handheld devices. Black small square searching for an item dropped on the seat. Black small square tending to children. Black small square fastening a safety belt while driving. Even minor distractions can take your attention away from driving. There is a potential crash in every minor distraction. Pull off the road safely and stop if you are going to use a cell phone or send, receive a text message. While operating a motor vehicle, both hands should be on the steering wheel, allowing the driver full control of the vehicle. Arizona law prohibits holding or supporting a wireless device while driving. Drivers may not write or read any text-based communication while driving, and may not watch, record, or broadcast video while driving. A wireless device may only be used while driving in order to report an emergency. Wireless devices may be used for hands-free or voice-to-text operations. Steering. The proper way to stay in your lane of travel is to look well ahead and make only slight steering corrections as needed. Drivers tend to steer towards what they are looking at. When driving in a curve or turn, if you look generally to the outside of your lane of travel while in the curve, you are more likely to stay within your lane. Only practice can teach you how to steer. Scanning. Be alert and watch for cars, bicyclists, people or animals that may cross your path. Such areas may include intersections, crosswalks, shopping centers, construction areas and playgrounds. Keep your eyes moving and learn to read the road. To avoid the need for last-minute decision-making, look ahead for a distance of about one city block. When approaching an intersection, be sure to check both left and right before proceeding. By frequently checking the traffic behind you, you will know when someone is tailgating or moving up too quickly. Check your rearview mirror often for the position of traffic behind you. When changing lanes, check your side mirrors and turn your head and look over your shoulder to be sure that it is safe to proceed with the lane change. By knowing the speed and position of traffic on all four sides of your vehicle, you will be better able to make decisions quickly and safely. Positioning vehicle. Cushion of space around your vehicle. You can use the 3-to-6-second rule to determine if you have enough cushion between you and the vehicle you are following. When the vehicle ahead of you passes a certain point, such as a sign or overpass, count 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. This takes about 4 seconds. If you pass the same point before you finish counting, you are following too closely. At faster speeds, the distance should be greater. At times you will need more than a 3-second cushion, for example, poor road conditions. Give yourself 3-to-6 seconds for more cushion. The space between you and other vehicles gives you, and the other drivers, time to react in emergencies and avoid collisions. Create a space cushion around you by staying in the middle of your lane. Make sure there is enough room ahead and behind to pass or stop safely. Leave enough space between you and the car ahead of you to allow for a sudden stop. At high speeds, the distance your vehicle travels while you are reacting to a problem is greater, and your margin for error is less. If you are following too closely, you may not be able to stop in time. Most rear-end crashes are caused by following too closely. When sharing a lane with a bicycle, allow at least 3 feet of clearance between you and the bicycle. Moderate your speed. Help the driver behind you maintain a safe following distance by driving at a constant speed and signaling in advance whenever you are slowing or stopping. If another driver is following too closely, gradually slow down and give additional cushion between you and the vehicle in front of you. This additional space allows you to brake more slowly to accommodate the reaction time and braking of the vehicle that is tailgating you. When safe to do so, you can move to another lane to encourage the tailgater to pass. Remember, what you do can affect the driver behind you, especially if you must stop suddenly. Blind spots are areas on the left and right sides of your vehicle that are not visible in your mirror. Blind spots can occur when vehicles are parked too close to an intersection or when bushes, trees, and buildings block your view. In situations like these, slowly inch your vehicle forward until you have a clear view. Then proceed when the way is clear. Avoid driving in someone else's blind spot. This can be just as dangerous as not checking your own. Speed up or drop back, but never stay for an extended time in a blind spot area. Make sure your vehicle can be seen by other drivers. Do not rely on your mirrors alone to see other vehicles. Look over your shoulder to see if the way is clear before changing lanes. Entering, crossing traffic. When entering the roadway from a side road or private drive, stop and wait for traffic to clear. Don't assume that a vehicle using a turn signal is actually going to make a turn. Wait until after you see the other driver commit to the turn before entering the roadway. Communicating. Anytime you plan to change directions, use your turn signals, whether you are changing lanes, turning at an intersection, entering a freeway, pulling away from a curb, or pulling off to the side of the road. Develop the habit of using your turn signals even when you do not see other vehicles on the road. The vehicle you do not see is the most dangerous one. Communicating means clearly showing other drivers and pedestrians what you plan to do early enough to avoid a collision. Here are some rules to follow. Black small square signal at least 100 feet, approximately 4 seconds, before you turn so other drivers will have time to react. Black small square if you plan to turn beyond an intersection, do not signal until you are in the intersection. Drivers in the intersection may pull into your path. Black small square after you complete your move, be sure your turn signal is off. Signaling. Signaling lets other drivers know you are going to do something different and gives them time to react to your move. Signaling does not give you the right of way. Turns may be indicated using turn signals, hand signals, or both. The law designates which lanes and positions you must use when turning and requires you to signal at least 100 feet before you turn. You should always signal before you. Black small square change lanes. Black small square turn at an intersection or into a driveway or alley. Black small square enter or leave a freeway. Black small square pull away from the curb. Black small square pull over to the side of the road. Black small square slow down or stop suddenly, when using hand signals. Passing. When you want to pass a vehicle traveling in the same direction, pass on the left. Signal that you are about to change lanes. Make sure you have time and room to get all the way in front of the vehicle you are passing without creating danger for vehicles coming toward you. Move into the left lane and pass the vehicle. When you can see the entire front or both headlights of the vehicle you passed in your rearview mirror, look over your shoulder to be sure the lane is clear, signal that you are changing lanes, then return to the lane on the right. This procedure also applies to passing slow-moving bicycles and mopeds. When another vehicle comes up behind you and sounds its horn or flashes its lights, move to the right when safe and let it pass. Never speed up when another vehicle is passing you. Passing on the right. Passing on the right is permitted only when it is safe and black small square the driver of the other vehicle is turning left, never pass to the left of a driver who has signaled a left turn. Black small square an open highway is clearly marked for two or more lanes of vehicles moving in the same direction as you are going. Black small square you are in a business or residential district where the pavement is marked for two or more lanes of vehicles moving in the direction you are going. Black small square you must never pass on the right by driving off the paved or main portion of the roadway. Do not pass. You must not pass when. Black small square there is a double solid line or a solid dividing line on the lane in which you are driving. Black small square approaching a curve or the top of a hill where you cannot see ahead to be sure of safe passing. Black small square approaching within 100 feet of a street crossing. Black small square approaching within 100 feet of a railroad crossing. Black small square within 100 feet of a bridge, tunnel, or underpass where your view is blocked. Roundabouts. A roundabout is an intersection control device with traffic circulating around an island. Approaching vehicles must yield to the traffic in the circle. Always yield to pedestrians and bicyclists that are crossing the road. Always enter a roundabout to the right of the central island. Vehicles approaching the roundabout must yield right of way to vehicles in the roundabout. Know where you're headed. Know where you want to go as you approach the intersection. Follow the signs and get in the appropriate lane. How to drive in a roundabout. Black small square slow down as you approach the intersection. Roundabouts are designed for speeds of 15 to 20 miles per hour. Black small square enter the roundabout when there is a gap in traffic. Once inside, do not stop. Follow directions on signs or pavement markings about which lane to use. Black small square you may exit at any street or continue around if you miss your exit. Yield. Vehicles in the roundabout have the right of way. Watch out for large trucks. Don't try to pass large trucks in the roundabout. Emergency vehicles. Proceed with caution in the roundabout when you see an emergency vehicle. Exit if you can, or pull over to the right. Pedestrians. Use crosswalks and use caution. Bicyclists. Be aware of traffic rules or walk your bike and use the crosswalks. Parking. You must be sure that you are not in the way of traffic, obstructing visibility or in an illegal parking zone when you park on a public roadway. International symbol of access. This symbol, which appears on reserved parking signs, placards and license plates, is the international symbol of access for persons with disabilities. Parking spaces marked with this symbol are only to be used by a vehicle displaying a valid placard or license plate with this symbol, and only when transporting the person who was issued the placard or plate. It is illegal for anyone else to park in these spaces and may result in a fine. Backing up, reversing. Backing up or reversing your car is dangerous because it is hard for you to see behind you. Here are some rules you should follow whenever you have to back your car. Black small square check behind your car before you get in. Children or small objects are hard to see from the driver's seat. Black small square turn around so that you can look directly through the rear window. Do not depend on your mirrors. Black small square back up slowly. Parallel parking. When parallel parking, be sure to continually check for oncoming traffic. Your ability to judge distances while controlling the speed of your vehicle is the key to completing this maneuver. To parallel park correctly. Black small square check traffic behind you and signal that you are stopping. Black small square stop when you are alongside the forward car and your car's back bumper lines up with the back bumper of the parked vehicle. Leave approximately 2 feet between you and the forward car. Black small square shift into reverse. While looking over your right shoulder, back up slowly while turning the wheel sharply to the right. Black small square when your front bumper passes the rear bumper of the forward car, turn the wheel sharply to the left. Keep backing until parallel to the curb. Black small square straighten the wheels and slowly pull forward. Parking on a hill. When you park on a downhill grade, turn your wheels toward the curb and set your parking brake. If you park on an uphill grade, turn your wheels to the left. Let your car roll back until the right front wheel rests against the curb and stops. Set your parking brake. If there is no curb, turn the wheels to the right so that the car will roll away from the center of the road in the event the brakes fail. Always set your parking brake. Emergency parking. If it is necessary to leave your vehicle parked on a highway or street, follow these rules. Black small square pull onto the shoulder of the road as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, pull your vehicle as close to the curb as possible. Black small square set your parking brake, shift into park or leave the vehicle in gear, for manual transmission, and turn off the engine. Black small square set out proper emergency signals. Black small square stay with your vehicle if possible until assistance arrives. Black small square lock your vehicle if you have to leave it. Prohibited parking. It is illegal to park. Black small square on a sidewalk. Black small square in front of a private or public driveway. Black small square within the boundaries of an intersection. Black small square on a crosswalk or within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection. Black small square on any freeway or interstate highway, except for an emergency. Black small square in any area with signs prohibiting parking. Black small square within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. Black small square within 50 feet of a railroad crossing. Black small square on a bridge or within a tunnel. Black small square in such a way that you create a hazard for other vehicles. Freeway driving. Freeways and interstate highways are designed to handle higher speed traffic safely. Entering a freeway. Traffic entering a freeway must yield right of way to traffic already on the freeway. Drivers entering the freeway are responsible for safely merging. Match the speed of your vehicle to the speed of traffic in the right lane of the freeway. Signal before you merge. Check traffic around you. When clear, merge carefully. Do not cross a solid line or drive through a gore area. Exiting a freeway. Be sure to signal before exiting the freeway. Most freeways have deceleration lanes to assist you in your exit. Use proper braking to allow for a smooth exit. Be sure to maintain adequate space cushion, between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead when exiting in heavy traffic. Do not cross a solid line. A divided highway, freeway has separate roadways for traffic in opposite directions, often with multiple lanes on each side. Some highways intersect other roads and are controlled by traffic signals. Others are controlled access, which means they have no signals or intersections. You enter and exit these highways using ramps. These are called expressways or freeways, and the points at which you can enter or exit are known as intersections. Entering and exiting the highway. Make sure you are in the proper lane well in advance so you can safely enter or exit the highway. Black small square, be sure to signal your exit before you reach the exit ramp. Black small square yield the right of way to drivers already on the highway. Black small square as you approach and enter a highway travel lane, increase your speed to match that of vehicles already on the road. Black small square if you miss your exit, do not stop. Never back up on a highway. Get off the highway at the next exit and look for signs showing you how to rejoin the road in the other direction. Lane use. The right lane is used for entering and exiting, and for slow traffic. The left lane is used by higher speed traffic. Avoid the right lane of a freeway during rush hour. This will leave room for vehicles entering and exiting. Be alert for other vehicles attempting to merge into your lane, and use proper signals to let other drivers know if you are changing lanes. Do not exceed the posted speed limits. Avoid tailgating, following the car ahead of you too closely. Gore area. It is against the law to drive over or park in any part of a gore area. A gore area is the space between a through roadway and an entrance or exit ramp. Stopping on the freeway. If you need assistance, pull over onto the right shoulder as far as possible. Avoid stopping your vehicle on or near freeway ramps. To signal for assistance on the freeway, turn on your emergency flashers or raise the hood of the car. To signal after dark, turn on your inside dome light and/or set out flares or portable warning signals. Wait for help. Do not walk along the freeway. While driving on the freeway, watch for disabled vehicles. If you approach a disabled vehicle, reduce your speed, move over, and proceed around the disabled vehicle with caution. Freeway restrictions. High occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes. On the freeway, you may not. Black small square drive a vehicle carrying fewer than two persons, including the driver, in an HOV lane at the posted times Monday through Friday. At those times, the HOV lanes are restricted to carpool vehicles, motorcycles, buses or vehicles displaying alternative fuel or hybrid license plates, below. A motorist who violates this restriction is subject to substantial fines and penalties. Black small square always signal and use caution when merging across the solid white line into and out of the HOV lane. Other freeway restrictions. Do not. Black small square drive over or across any median or divided highway separation. Black small square make a U-turn. Black small square change lanes without signaling. Black small square drive onto the freeway, except at an on-ramp. Black small square park or stop on the freeway, except in specially provided areas. Parking on the shoulder of the freeway is prohibited, except in case of emergency. Black small square back up if you miss an exit, you must go on to the next exit. Driving on the highway. Black small square make sure your vehicle is in good operating condition and can maintain highway speeds. Black small square stay to the right and only use the left lane for passing. If you are traveling on a highway with three lanes, treat the far right lane as a slower speed through lane and the far left lane as the passing lane. Black small square drive in the middle of your lane, staying between the lines. Black small square use your rearview mirror and your directional signals when changing lanes.